So this is everything you need to know about the Jezebel spirit. The Jezebel spirit is the opposite of the fruit of the spirit. It's cloaked. It's deceptive. The Jezebel spirit is a Decepticon to pull you in, to manipulate you. Okay, here it is. So you got the fruit of the spirit, right? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. What's the opposite of those? That's what Jezebel is. Love versus selfish manipulation and or lust. The opposite of love, Galatians 5:22, selfish manipulation. Genuine love gives. The Jezebel spirit uses others for personal gain. Joy versus bitterness or counterfeit charm. Joy is rooted in God's presence. Jezebel often masks internal bitterness with superficial charm. Peace. Love, joy, peace. The opposite of peace is strife and drama. The Jezebel spirit thrives in chaos, division, conflict, destroying peace. Long-suffering. Patience. Versus impatience and control. Instead of waiting on God or others, it demands immediate gratification and control. Immediate gratification and control. Busted. They want it now. They don't want to wait. They have no fruit of the Spirit. The Jezebel spirit is the opposite of the fruit of the Spirit. Gentleness versus harshness or seduction. Gentleness builds trust. Jezebel either domineers or seduces to manipulate. Goodness versus deception and corruption. Goodness is moral, upright. Jezebel cloaks evil in false righteousness or flattery. Now I could take that a little bit deeper. Goodness is because of Christ in you. Jezebel is a works-based system. Faith versus disloyalty and betrayal. Faith sticks it out and trusts God. Jezebel betrays trust for selfish ends. Meekness versus pride and arrogance. Meekness surrenders. Jezebel elevates self and resists authority. Meekness is power. Jezebel has no power, but she pretends to have power. The only people that can have meekness and humility are the ones with power. Temperance, self-control versus impulsiveness and lust. Jezebel's spirit acts without restraint, often driven by fleshly desires. In short, Jezebel's spirit is an anti-fruit of the spirit, its flesh elevated to counterfeit throne, often cloaked in spirituality or seduction. Want to unpack it further? I just did a AI search on this. I already knew it, but I wanted to make it clear. Want to unpack it, how it operates in relationships and institutions? You can do this. I'm trying to show you how to do this. This is really easy. You can test the Jezebel. It's not real love. It's selfish. It's not joy. It's charm. It's not peace. It's strife and drama. It's not long-suffering. It's control and impatience. It's not gentleness. It's harshness and cursing and seduction. It's not goodness. It's deception and corruption. It's not faith. It's disloyal and betrayal. It's not meekness. It's pride and arrogance. It's not self-control. It's impulsiveness. Got to have it now. They don't think long-term. It's all about now. Got to make it happen now. Living in the now is waiting on God, but making it happen now because you're impatient, that's the opposite. It's very deceiving, but once you break it down and you go to God's Word, you can actually see that everything Jezebel does is contrary to the whole universe. There's no love in there. It's just, like I say, it's selfish manipulation. Pretends to be love. It starts out with the love bombing, but then you realize they don't care about you. They don't even know you. They hate you. They actually want to kill you. For real.